think so many of us get really stuck in that, having all these great ideas and we just don't know where to start. And this provides exactly that.
So I'm here today with my operations manager, Megan Krepakevich, and we are here to tell you about our Cyber Weekend sale and the new program that we are super excited to launch. So welcome, Megan, back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, you've been on the show before, so I'll link that if people want to get to know you a little bit better. And we're also going to do kind of a rapid fire Q&A with Megan, specifically about what she does here in the business at the end of this episode. But first, we want to tell you about what we have going on for Cyber Weekend. I'll let you introduce the first big kind of bundle, because this was Megan's idea last year, actually. We're sort of repurposing an idea from last year.
Yeah. So the vault is super exciting and really an incredible, incredible value. This vault is literally every single one of Latasha's self-paced courses bundled into one. These are incredible courses, and some of which, I don't know if we're talking about this, but will be going away. So a lot of these are your last chance to get your hands on them. And I just truly know how much value people find in them.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. So I'm looking at the landing page right now. So it comes with the Freelance Social Media Management Roadmap, which is really my signature self-paced course. This is kind of the place where when we get those questions in the DMs, where when people are like, I don't know where to start, or I'm just interested in becoming a social media manager, this is usually where we direct people first. So it's a self-paced course all about getting your business kind of up and running, learning the basics of social media. And then it also comes with the toolbox, which is, I think this is our best seller overall. It's a template pack for social media managers. So it has strategy, document, a welcome kit, I don't know what else is in there. I feel like there's so many things. It's reporting templates.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Everything you can imagine, really, for like the systems of your business. It is like the perfect guide to like plug and play. And actually, I think a lot of people have ended up taking your other courses based on how valuable the toolbox was as that like implementable piece in their business.
Yeah. Yeah. Toolbox is a good one. And then the third course that comes in the vault is Video Content Creation for Business. So this is a course I created at the beginning of 2020, all about video and, you know, starting a video marketing strategy for yourself. So it's short and sweet. You can probably finish this course in a day or two. We go through editing tutorials and pre-production advice and just kind of everything you would need to know, marketing, SEO on YouTube. I really like it. I've gotten a lot of good feedback on that one as well. It also includes Money-Making Micro-Influencer, which is one of the courses we are retiring. So this is kind of a good first start into learning about how to start thinking of your like influencer marketing presence as a business and, you know, learning about what is a sales funnel and how to create maybe a lead magnet or how to start reaching out to brands and really, like I said, looking at your influencing or your blogging, your YouTubing, your TikTok, whatever, as more of a business. And then the other course that we are retiring, but is included as a last chance in the vault, is our Facebook ads course. So this is your last chance if you're looking to learn about Facebook ads. So yay. So yeah, I think that's it. And yeah, the vault is yours for $147 for all of those courses through Monday only. So end of Monday, we're going to leave a link for the Cyber Weekend sale, which has all these links down in the show notes. Now, we also have one last exciting offer for Cyber Weekend. And this is something that I've been talking about. We've kind of been like hinting towards for the past few months. And I'm really excited to launch the Online Business Launch Lab. The Online Business Launch Lab is an 8-week course. It's an accelerator format course. And it's really one part instructional course where you'll be going through different modules about a bunch of different topics. We'll kind of get into what the curriculum is and what you're going to learn in this course in a second. It's also one part group coaching. So we'll be getting on live calls together, really hashing things out. You'll also be getting on calls with small mastermind groups where you'll sort of network with one another, have that accountability with people who are in your same stage of business. And it's one part lab where you actually do the work. The goal of this course is to get you up and launched to get you in a place where, you know, maybe you have an idea for a course or you have plans, you know, maybe you took the social media management accelerator or the roadmap already. And so, you know, the basics of managing social media, but you need to actually get your business, all the business operations, the marketing for your business, you need to get clients, all of those things. That's the part that you need to figure out. The Online Business Launch Lab is really the answer to those things. So it's aimed towards course creators, online service providers, and coaches. So if you fall into any of those categories and you're at a place where you are looking to either launch or amplify your business, this is going to be a really good opportunity for you. So I'm super excited about that. Megan, tell me a little bit about, I don't know, I'm just curious from your perspective, because you're really in the know with this program. Like, what are you excited about for it? What do you think is going to be the most valuable for people in this course?
Without a doubt, the most value and the feedback that we keep seeing over and over again is a mix of both confidence and really taking action. I spoke with someone just today, actually, who said that they took more action in their business in this last 8 weeks of doing the accelerator than they did in the entire year. So she said, like, it's so interesting that you call it accelerator because it really did accelerate my business in this process. She talked a lot about wishing that she had that from the very beginning, and having that roadmap and a guide is something that we hear a lot. It's a guide to the steps that you need to take. So I think it just takes out so much of the stress and the pressure and trying to figure out where to start. And it really does provide you with that roadmap of, this is where you start, this is what you need to do this week, and these are the results that you can get, which ultimately is launching your business. So I think so many of us get really stuck in that, having all these great ideas and we just don't know where to start. And this provides exactly that.
Yeah.
We've gotten so much feedback, even just, you know, in doing these interviews, we get to see a lot of patterns that come up, and the patterns that are coming are things like, you know, this is more value than I've experienced in my university courses. And, you know, this like transformation in my confidence and doing things that I didn't think was possible. So this is truly one of my favorite parts of my job, is getting to have these interactions with students and seeing the value, and it really does change people's lives. So yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm excited. Yeah. So Megan, right now, we take our students' feedback super seriously, like every single time, especially for these cohort-based courses. And a cohort-based course is like a group course. There's an open and closed door period. So for OBLL, or the Online Business Launch Lab, we're opening doors right now on Cyber Weekend. It is going to be 50% off, or close to 50% off, just for this weekend. You can enroll. I can't believe I'm saying this, to be honest, but you can enroll in this course for $299 for the entire 8 weeks, which is half the normal rate, or almost half the normal rate. Again, the door for that price is going to close on Monday. If you need to wait, if you need to think it over a little bit longer, you can still enroll at the regular price until, I think we're going to close the doors in early January. So you get put into a group. The class starts on January 17th, then we go all the way into March. You'll be assigned, you know, with this group of 100 or so other people. And that's what a cohort-based course really is. So especially for these types of courses, it's really important to us that we get feedback. And so Megan has really been taking the lead both for this edition of the Social Media Management Accelerator and the previous one, of contacting our students, doing interviews with them, like really taking that time. So I'm so grateful to have her here to be able to do that. And yeah, just really like being my eyes and ears with the students, because yeah, it's so helpful to hear what's really been helpful for them and what they would like to see in future iterations. So really, OBLL was built with so much of this feedback in mind to make it the best course. And honestly, this is something that when I watch the interviews and when I hear from our students myself, something that I feel like they've been asking for, like a lot of students, if you're giving them, I know one of your questions is what's on your wish list or something like that. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I want to learn about how to find clients, or I want to learn about how to create my website, or how to start my business. I feel like that's a pretty common ask, right?
Absolutely. And I think if I can, like, trying to keep track of all the thoughts that I have, because one other continual pattern that does come up is just how much value there is in these programs and how they can't believe the price point. So I think that just speaks to how incredible the fact that you can get this at 50% off is. Something else that's been really amazing to see with continually doing these interviews and to be able to do them these last couple of rounds is being able to make those improvements. So we got some feedback asking for more community aspect. So we added in a Slack and a group community aspect to the last round of SMMA. And that has been so incredible. And we got a lot of great feedback on that addition. So that's something that we're now bringing into OBLL. And so each time we run one of these programs, we are able to really take that feedback and make it into something even better the next time around. And I think you've really done that, and you listen, and people are so grateful for that hands-on aspect that you bring to the table.
The Slack was so lit last semester. I was like, I wonder if people are going to use the Slack. And no, it was, man, it was busy in there. And I loved it. Like, people were checking in every day and sharing success, or just cheering each other on, or sharing links, or sharing funny things. It was really fun. I feel like it really added to the course a lot. So.
Absolutely. And people really found that community aspect. A lot of students that I've spoken to weren't really expecting to want that community aspect as much as they did. They were kind of like, oh, it's cool that the small group masterminds are there. Like, I don't know. And so many groups that we talk about are still in contact with their fellow students or with their small group masterminds. The Slack also opened up opportunities for people to have co-working sessions and to work through the assignments or the tasks together. So you really feel that you're in it with someone, or you're in it with people who totally get where you're at and can really help you support along the way. So it's a really cool aspect to the program and something that we continually get incredible feedback on.
Totally. Yeah. I feel like this is something that, I don't know, I don't feel like we talk about enough as, you know, entrepreneurs or online business people, is just how valuable community is. And I've said this before, but I'm a part of so many different communities still. I have two regular like masterminds and accountability groups that I'm a part of every week, even still. I feel like there's kind of this perception that maybe that's something you need when you're first starting out, or, you know, when you're really, really new to business, but it's so, so helpful to have a community to lean on and just to have people to be like, I don't know, I'm confused, or I don't have any motivation this week, or what did you do for this? Or do you have any recommendations for a good accountant? Like, having people in your corner like that, who are like almost unofficial members of your team, is so, so valuable. So yeah, I'm really excited. And lastly, just kind of to piggyback off of what Megan said about actually doing the work and getting things done, I think that's the value of these cohort-based courses that are, you know, 8 weeks, which also you do get access to the replays forever. But you go through on a guided week by week schedule. We'll have weekly live calls and things like that. I think the value of that is it kind of forces you to do stuff. You know, you're not just sitting around saying, oh yeah, someday I'll do it. Someday I'll do it. And I do that all the time. I have to really discipline myself, you know, cause I'll just be like, oh yeah, I'll get to that. But when you're actually learning about it and then you're given an assignment to work with independently or with a group, you just do it, you know, it just pushes you to actually get it done. Another thing that really helps me with staying organized and getting stuff done. Well, not another thing, another person, or one person, is Megan herself. So I'm excited to have her on. Megan is my operations manager. We've been working together for about a year, right? In some way.
Yeah. Longer even.
Yeah. Cause I know we launched the toolbox together, which was in, I think, October of last year. So we were working together at least around that time, just kind of on a part-time basis, but she moved into a more full-time role in April of this year. So that's been cool. One of the things that some of my listeners did ask for in one of my podcasts is they wanted to hear more from my team, which I love. And Megan has kindly agreed to be on the show. So I asked for a couple of questions from my Instagram audience, just things that they wanted to know about you, your role, like how we work together. So if it's okay, I'm just going to go ahead and read off some of those questions.
Absolutely.
Cool. And again, I will leave the Cyber Weekend link down in the show notes for you if you want to hop on the Vault or OBLL or both. I mean, we'd love to have you in both. They work well together. So I'll make sure to leave those down below. I'm also going to leave Megan's links too. She's a content creator herself, and I really love your videos. I love your posts. So I'm going to leave your links down below as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. So Megan, first tell us a little bit about yourself for those who haven't been following along, who don't know who you are, like, where do you live? What, you know, I already said you're a content creator, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Megan Kripakevich. I am from Canada. Really cool that we get to work from so far away. It's just that in itself, I think, is always such a cool testament of the possibilities out there. But I came across Latasha actually as a freelancer myself, looking for a coach. And it was an incredible experience getting to work with her in that capacity. And really, I've always just been somebody who's super creative, really organized, and always trying to find my path. I always felt like I didn't want the normal, I guess you could say, working 9 to 5. I always liked my jobs, but I always felt like there was more, and I craved freedom that just wasn't possible in that type of role. And I really grew up with, you know, a surrounding that didn't necessarily believe in these like other weird, cool ways of making money or to build a career. So it wasn't something that was really supported, I guess you could say, like kind of that alternative lifestyle that I wanted. And through my process of working with Latasha and coaching and just giving myself the opportunity to try different things, I went to school, I was a makeup artist, like I really allowed myself to explore. And I think that's really valuable. And that ultimately is what brought me to Latasha, to reach out to her about working full time before she was even ready for that. All of those experiences have really brought me to where I am now, and just getting out of your comfort zone. Those are all things that I'm passionate about. And that is so much a part of what Latasha's brand is about. So getting to work with people to see the impact that we have, it's really like value-driven work for me, like on a kind of personal, selfish level, you know, it's really fulfilling to see the impact that we're having. And I love that so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Megan is like the mindset queen. And I feel like this is one of the reasons why we work well together, is because I feel like I can be very like pragmatic, like sometimes to a fault, like very facts, like let's look at the numbers, let's look at the data, like that's it. And I feel like you have really, I've learned so much from you about mindset and like, I don't know, just seeing what's possible. And even like the things like working, doing the interviews with the students, which I always valued student feedback, but a lot of times before having you on board and having your, I guess, soft skills is what they're called. Like the people skills that you have, the communication skills that you have, I would have just looked at a spreadsheet. I'd be like, okay, well, who submitted a review? Like, what's the rating that we're getting, as opposed to let's actually talk to them and have that human connection. And, you know, cause there's so much value in some of those deeper level things than just data. So I feel like that's one of the reasons we work well together.
Great. Thanks.
All right. So let's roll into the questions. Let's see. Okay. We've got many that basically say, what sort of tasks does an operations manager do? What are her roles and how do you manage everything? So let's just start with what is your job? Like, what do you do? Which sometimes I feel like we're still defining, but in general, totally. What's your day?
I feel like it is evolving, but I think the best way to maybe put it is Latasha is the creative master, you know, like that's really what she is incredible at. And I'm kind of the one in the background to bring those to life. So that can take the form of creating email sequences for like the sale that we have coming up right away here. It could be doing these student interviews and really having that hands-on aspect, which is truly one of my favorite. And a big part of my role is managing the Freelance Friday Club, to have that one-on-one interaction, to be kind of the point of contact for the students, so they're not left feeling like they don't have, you know, a contact, and to help Latasha do what she does best, which is really create content and to teach and to have that hands-on opportunity with the students.
Yeah, for sure. And anyone who's in the Freelance Friday Club knows Megan. She's in there all the time. And that was actually like your first role when you were just working part-time. She was a community manager of the Freelance Friday Club. So that still continues. That is also a really great thing about these cohort-based courses is you're not just getting me. Like, I mean, that's cool, but having, you know, access to other guest instructors, as well as Megan, who's in there really like being my right-hand person in these group courses is super helpful. She's, you know, always checking in. She's always available to help. So that's a big part of her job for sure. So, and then, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned email because really email is becoming one of our biggest KPIs, I would say. I mean, I think a lot of times in the business, people focus on these really surface level things like follower count and views and things like that. But I'm like, okay, how is our email list growing? Do we have sequences set up? So if somebody downloads a freebie, are they getting, you know, put it into our newsletter list? And things like that are really important. And I think putting that attention into email over the past year, year and a half, the results have really spoke for themselves. I mean, you also do really creative things, even with like the one-on-one emails, helping people out with discount codes and helping people out with account access. She does a lot. You do a lot. So thank you for all of your amazing work. Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got some questions. Okay. Well, let's actually answer the second part of this question, which is how do you manage everything? Which I'm sure is a lot. Piggybacking off of that, do you have any systems or strategy to manage your workload?
We live by Asana and Slack. Asana, I would say, is definitely like our holy grail that keeps everything in line. As soon as we get off a meeting each week, I'll go in and enter tasks, or Latasha will enter tasks. And that's really where we keep our workflow in order. And then on a day-to-day, we're always checking in together on Slack. We really do have great communication that way. So if I need anything right away, if Latasha needs anything right away, we're always right there. But we do have that flexibility to kind of work on our projects throughout the day and bounce things off one another.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Asana. And I also will say, for me, at least, I know the question wasn't to me, but, but I'll tell you my answer, I guess. Also, I think it's really important to have priority levels for different tasks because like this person is right. We're like two people and we have other people who work with us too, other contractors, but on a week to week, like Megan is the only person that I'm working with most of the time. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff for two people to handle. So you would go crazy if you're like, everything is high priority. Like we have to do everything today. I mean, this is not sustainable. And I'm a big believer in work-life balance and all of that. So it's just not realistic. So we have to be able to say, okay, it's Black Friday. So we need to, the Black Friday stuff needs to go up. Everything else, whatever. If we don't send out a newsletter this week, okay. If we don't, you know, everything else is kind of falls, you know, obviously it's great if we get to it, but knowing what is really essential versus what is maybe like nice to have or things like that. So that's really important. And I have to do that for my work because otherwise I will just cross everything off the to-do list. And I say this all the time. Actually, one of my managers in corporate said this to me. I was going on vacation and I was like, oh my gosh, if you need anything, like just call me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll have my phone. And she just like looked at me. She was like, we're not curing cancer here. Like literally it's fine. If a social post doesn't go out, it doesn't go out, you know? And I really was really thankful for that. And I try my best as like the leader of a company to emulate that same kind of energy because unless it is truly something that is, you know, it involves somebody's money or something like that, it can get done in the morning, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's always evolving. And that's something that we see too with different, like the accelerators were something that you weren't doing last year. So bringing that aspect into things totally changes, like you said, the priority of what's happening when, and even as myself, like not from an entrepreneurial status, but watching you, you know, that's kind of part of those seasons of business and you have to be able to roll with the punches. And then I myself also have to roll with the punches. But a big part of that is being able to communicate with you. And we really do have that great communication where I know I can come to you and say like, hey, I'm going through it. I recently lost my grandfather and Latasha was so incredible with that, but that's really something special that I have. And we work really hard at having good communication. And I think that's a big part of why we are able to work together and handle the workload. Cause it, I don't know how you did this by yourself. I've said that probably every week since we've worked together. Like it's a lot. There's a lot going on, but it's amazing. Yeah.
It is, but it's grown a lot. And it's, you know, it's that kind of, like what came first, the chicken or the egg thing, because it's grown a lot because I've had help too. So yeah, I still do sometimes wonder like how I did it on my own, but it also wasn't this big, you know, 2 years ago. It was like, oh, okay. I was handling maybe 5 emails a day. Now we're getting a lot more. So yeah, things definitely grow as you have a team, if you know, things are going well, and that's a good sign that they are. So speaking of kind of like that work-life balance thing, somebody asked, what are the differences between working with a brand? I think they mean like with a job maybe, or a, you know, client remotely versus in person, because you've obviously had like more traditional jobs and things like that. What are some of the big differences for you, I guess, or what do you prefer?
I mean, definitely the biggest thing and something that I'm so, so grateful is just having the flexibility of time, which is something that you just don't get in an office atmosphere. And it's something that I craved for years and years and years. So that is it's something I'm so grateful for all the time. And I feel like there's a good and bad to everything, right? I think that it's the best because I always want to be doing my best work, and I have that opportunity to, if I'm like having a rough day, I can sleep in and then start on our projects. Like unless we have meetings and things like that. I think that it's in a 9-to-5 role, there's a lot more of that feeling of like, you just got to show up, you know, and we don't have that. And not that I want that, but do you know what I mean? Like we have work to do and it has to be done, you know, and not to say that people in a 9-to-5 don't have heavy workloads, because I get that, but there just isn't that same checking out, you know, like I really am invested in a way, way different way with you and with this business than I have in like a corporate role, I guess you could say.
Totally. Yeah. I think it requires a lot of self-discipline. Like you said, there's pros and cons to everything. And like, technically, like if I wanted to, I could just like do nothing tomorrow. Like, or today, whatever, I could just like lay on the couch. But then at the end of the month, I'd be like, oh, why didn't stuff get done? Or why aren't we ready for a launch? So yeah, it definitely requires, even, you know, for me too, like requires self-discipline. You have to like listen to yourself. And some days I do, like some days I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to take a personal day on a Tuesday, or I'm going to go to Target and just like roam the halls of Target because I need that. But that usually means then maybe I'm going to be working a little bit on a Saturday morning, because to your point, like there still is stuff that has to get done. So it is, yeah, there's pros and cons to it for sure. But I personally wouldn't trade it for anything, because I love being able to just like listen to my mental health, my body, all those things. And if I just need to do something, I'm going to do it. It's really nice.
Yeah. No, the discipline, it is. That's probably like the hardest thing, I think, for anybody who works at home, whether it's in a corporate role or not, is having that discipline. And that's where I get really passionate about mindset things and making sure that your space is set up right and your environment is right to show up and do good work. But I also love the freedom of working at 11 PM sometimes, or, you know, like I said, if we have a day that's a little bit off, sleep in and work on the weekend, like that I wouldn't trade for any, I mean, I just love my job in general, but that's a really huge thing that I value a lot.
Yeah. Are you a night owl? I feel like I have asked you this before. Are you like a night owl or a morning person?
Like the weirdest mix, because I love staying up, like easily can stay up until 2 a.m. all the time. But when it comes to like getting things done and being a productive human being, I'm really like, I love my early mornings. If I can get in even a couple hours before like the rest of the world is awake, I just feel so much more in control. So that's like a constant battle of like, trying to find a bit of a balance there.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're pretty similar. Like I love how I feel when I get up really early, but I hate waking up early. I don't know. I feel really creative in the mornings too. So it is a hard balance for sure. Again, self-discipline. I have to like force myself to go to bed and be like, you're going to feel better if you wake up early and get stuff done rather than, you know, staying up all night. But
true. It's like a creative battle to a creative battle. even like with the work that we do, if I'm copywriting, I like to do that at a certain time. Or so it's like still working with that like creative juice that you have, but also being disciplined in like getting things done. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure many people in your community can relate to.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about, what are you like, I'm just curious, nosily, I don't think that's a word, but I'm just being nosy. Like, do you have plans for creating more content, or like, what can we see from you outside of, you know, the online business launch lab and my stuff?
In terms of creating, I saw, a meme come up the other day that was like, hey, to all you creators out there who want to create, but you're just focusing on your mental health. Like, I see you, I'm waiting for you, I'm cheering for you. And that just like gave me the biggest sense of relief. That's truly where I'm at, is kind of focusing on my mental health, which really does play into the content that I want to create, which is all about mindset and personal development and productivity. So that is definitely coming in the new year. That's kind of my plan to get back on track. But maybe this can be a message to other creators who are just like going through a tough time. Like, there is no time limit. It's okay to take a minute and get back into it when you're ready, which is where I'm at. But still,
I love that. I love that. I love that. And you've taught me a lot about boundaries too. Like, I don't know if you still do this, but I know at one point you like, you know, deleted the Instagram app and like, you're all about social media limits and things like that. And I'm like, I just learned so much from that, because I think it's so easy in this fast paced content creation, online business world to feel like you just have to do all the things. You have to be on all the platforms. Like, it's just exhausting and it's not sustainable. Like, it's not, you will burn out that way. And the internet's not going anywhere. I mean, it's been a long time that it's been in existence. There's always been creators. There's always been, you know, you can take your time and gather yourself before you start putting yourself out in the world.
I think your point too, to just how the overwhelm of how many different places you feel you need to be. So even that, just give yourself a little bit of space, pick one, master it, move on.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan, for joining. I'm super excited to be sharing about you, of course, and also the Online Business Launch Lab and our Cyber Weekend Sale with The Vault. We'll link those things down in the show notes. I'll link where you can find Megan in the show notes as well. And I hope you all are having a great holiday who are listening and watching. I forgot I can do video podcasts now. So yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. Any last words from you, Megan?
I'm just super grateful to be here. I think you guys will love OBLL. If you are ready to launch something, if you're stuck in like the failure to launch syndrome, this is for you. And yes, I'm just so grateful. So thank you for having me and for everything, really.
Oh yeah, of course. All right. Talk to you soon. And thanks for listening, everyone.